Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. Trust takes time, but sometimes you need to get everyone working together quickly. You can't accelerate your team's commitment by focusing on critical leadership behaviors that answer key questions your team is asking.
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul. Your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
All right, welcome to the show. Today's question, or today's show, I should say, is an answer to a question that was asked by more than one, some participants in some recent leadership development programs we were delivering. And the thing that what all of these leaders had in common is that their businesses are growing and changing rapidly. They're in organizations that are experiencing, doubling in size every 60, 90 days in some cases, or their environment, their business environment is rapidly changing. So maybe your business has quadrupled in the past year and you've got new people everywhere, or maybe you just went through a big restructure and suddenly you're leading a team of people you don't know and they don't know one another. Or perhaps you've been assigned an urgent project and you find yourself leading a new project team full of people who don't know one another, and maybe you don't know either. However you got there, one fact remains true. If you're going to succeed, you've got to build a team that's able to work well together and get results, and you need to be able to do that quickly. So yes, the reality, as I said in the open, is that creating trust and the psychological safety that lead to great performance, it does take time. There is absolutely no substitute for the confidence that your team will get from working together, learning one another's strengths, experiencing one another's reliability, and having those experiences, those moments together. So that's true. And you can also speed up the process and improve your team's commitment to outcomes and to one another by focusing on four activities. Each of these activities answers a crucial question that your team is asking. So strong, clear answers that everyone can see in action will create a firm foundation for your results and trust. All right, let's get going. Number one, activity one here, start with shared purpose. This is the driving question for any team. Why are we here? The unifying focus for any team is going to be their shared reason for existence. So what's the motivating story behind the work that you're doing with this team right now? How are people better off because of your team's effort? It's not possible to over-communicate your team's shared purpose. It's the drumbeat that moves through all the work that you'll do together. It's the answer to every decision you're going to make. So don't stop with a surface answer to this question. Keep asking until you get to the foundation of the difference that you and your team make together. And then communicate it five times, five different ways, and then do it again. You just can't over-communicate that shared purpose. Activity number two, be real and transparent. Because the next question your new team members are asking is, what's going on? Can I trust you? One of the most powerful leadership strategies to address both of those questions is simple, transparent communication. Because in the absence of information, people fill in the blank with their own explanations, and those explanations are often way worse than the truth. So be a leader that people can count on to tell the truth. especially if it's uncomfortable or unpleasant. Your vulnerability and authenticity will help people know that they can rely on you, that you won't hold back, you're not going to play games with them. And equally important is sharing a really clear picture, a very clear picture of what success looks like. What are you doing together? How does each person successfully contribute to that outcome? And so as events unfold and things change, you can abide with that mantra, here's what I know, here's what I don't know, and here's how you'll know when I know. That mantra, here's what I know, here's what we don't know, here's how you'll know when I know, is a critical part of your leadership communication. Again, you almost can't over-communicate that, particularly in periods of rapid change. All right, number three, care for your team, have their back. Because the next question they're asking is, do I matter to you? Not just the company, they want to know that you have their back. To believe that you'd walk through fire for them and take the proverbial bullet coming from above, your team's commitment to one another and their work, ultimately, it's going to be a mirror of your commitment to the team. And there are several ways you can show your team you support them. Advocate for them and for their ideas. Provide visibility for the work that they do. Be lifting that up. Be the same person with your team as you are with your boss or even their boss. And one of the most important ways to let your team know you care is to take responsibility for their mistakes. When they screw up, don't throw them under the bus. Blame them for when your boss asks what happened. Take responsibility as the team's leader for what the team's done together and then address it within the team. All right, finally, our fourth way to help build and cultivate your team's commitment and connection and focus quickly, practice celebration and accountability. Number four, celebration and accountability. Because the last question that you want to answer as fast as possible is, do you value my work? Your team's commitment is a direct response to your commitment. The answer to this question comes through both celebration and accountability. It's not one or the other, it takes both. As you start your work together, be on the lookout, intentionally create small wins and celebrate them. Let everyone know their success matters. Encourage the team to celebrate one another and the wins as they happen. And the flip side, practice accountability. Quickly. Accountability tells everyone that their work matters. When you ignore poor performance or you ignore bad behavior, it tells your top performers that you don't value their work. You can equip your team, and we've talked in previous episodes about the Inspire Method. Equip your team with the Inspire Method for effective performance conversations. Teach everyone on your team how to have those kinds of conversations with one another. And you can set that bar, that culture, very quickly. Hey, on our team, we're going to be transparent. We're going to celebrate success. We're going to hold one another accountable when it doesn't work out. This is our culture. This is what people like us do on this team. So build a culture where you keep commitments to one another and don't let time go by without addressing it when things aren't working. And don't let time go by without acknowledging it and high-fiving one another in whatever form that takes when it does work. So that question, as I said, came from a member of the Let's Grow Leaders community, came from several different leaders in a couple different organizations for whom this challenge of putting together and building teams that are focused quickly is just vital. So when you are cultivating team commitment with these four steps, you're not going to be able to answer these questions in a team meeting or through PowerPoint slides. Your team's got to see you live it, live the answers every day. You'll quickly build the trust and commitment that you need as your team learns that they can rely on you and, by extension, one another. So once again, start with shared purpose. Answer that question, why are we here? Be real and transparent. Answer the question, hey, what's going on and can I trust you? Three, care for your team and have their back. Answer the question, do I matter to you, not just the company? And number four, practice celebration and accountability as fast as you can to answer the question, do you value my work? The faster you can behaviorally answer those four questions, the faster your team will come together. All right, that's it for this episode. I would love to answer a leadership question of yours. You can share that with me in a couple of ways. You can go to email it to me at david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com, or you can go to leadershipwithoutlosingyoursoul.com, press the big orange button, and you can record the question. Love to answer one of yours in a future episode. All right, answer those four questions. Cultivate your team's commitment quickly and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.